This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. An overnight ruling on an abortion medication.
A federal appeals court is preserving access to an abortion drug, but under tighter rules. Mifepristone was approved for use by the Food and Drug Administration more than 20 years ago, and it's used in combination with a second drug to terminate pregnancies. But a Texas judge ruled recently to completely block the FDA's approval of the drug. Just before midnight Wednesday, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans ruled the drug could be dispensed, but only to the 7th week of pregnancy instead of 10, and not through the mail. The decision could still be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Donna Water.
The rain has been brutal in South Florida. Fort Lauderdale got nearly a foot of rain in just a few hours. The airport closed. The Broward County area commuter rail service was disrupted. They've both been reappointed now to the Tennessee House.
Hundreds of supporters marched with Justin Pearson through Memphis to the Shelby County Board of Commissioners meeting. The vote was 7-0 for his return. Pearson and Justin Jones were expelled for supporting gun control protesters following a deadly school shooting in Nashville.
BAP's Ed Donahue. Today, former President Trump is expected to be at the offices of New York's Attorney General for his second deposition in a legal battle over his company's business practices. Donald Trump and his lawyers have said the allegations are politically motivated and legally baseless. The Biden administration is closing out a 3-week push to highlight the benefits of infrastructure investments in local communities by awarding hundreds of millions of dollars to help repair or replace more than a dozen bridges across the country. And on Wall Street, the Dow dropped 38 points yesterday. This is AP News. More weather troubles.
Meteorologists say a cyclone is expected to intensify to a Category 5 before it hits the Australian northwest coast. Cyclone Ilsa is heading towards the sparsely populated Pilbara coast in Western Australia, where extreme weather is common, yet fatalities are rare. However, authorities fear that Cyclone Ilsa's extraordinary wind speeds could take some in its path by surprise. Port Hedland Visitor Information Centre manager Julie Arif says she's not taking any chances.
For me, anything above a Category 3 is cause for concern, and that really everyone should take it very, very seriously.
Cyclone Ilsa is expected to bring winds gusting at more than 170 miles per hour, according to weather experts. The last Category 5 storm to cross the Australian coast was Cyclone Yasi in 2011. Yasi caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage in the east coast state of Queensland. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.